When Treebeard strode through the forest of Fangorn, carrying Merry and Pippin each in the crook of his arm, he sang to them of places that he had known in remote times, and of the trees that grew there. In the willow meads of Tazarinan I walked in the spring. Ah, the sight and the smell of the spring in Nantazarion. I said that was good. I wandered in summer in the elm woods of Osiriand. Ah, the light and the music in the summer by the seven rivers of Osir. And I thought that was best. To the beaches of Neldoreth I came in the autumn. Ah, the gold and the red and the sighing of leaves in the autumn in Tarn and Eldor. It was more than my desire. To the pine trees upon the highland of Dorthonion I climbed in the winter. Ah, the wind and the whiteness and the black branches of winter upon Orodnathorn. My voice went up and sang in the sky. And now all those lands lie under the wave, and I walk in Ambarona, in Tarimorna, in Aldalome, in my own land, in the country of Fangorn, where the roots are long, and the years lie thicker than the leaves, in Tarimorna Lome. The memory of Treebeard, Ent the Earthborn, old as mountains, was indeed long. He was remembering ancient forests in the great country of Beleriand, which was destroyed in the tumults of the great battle at the end of the Elder Days. The great sea poured in and drowned all the lands west of the Blue Mountains, called Ered Luin and Ered Lindon, so that the map accompanying the Silmarillion ends in the east with that mountain chain, whereas the map accompanying the Lord of the Rings ends in the west with the same range, and the coastal lands beyond the mountains named on that map For Lindon and Har Lindon, North Lindon and South Lindon, all that remained in the Third Age of the country called both Osiriand, Land of Seven Rivers, and also Lindon, in whose elm woods Treebeard once walked. He walked also among the great pine trees on the highland of Dorthonion, the land of pines, which afterwards came to be called Tar na Fuin, the forest under night, when Morgoth turned it into a region of dread and dark enchantment, of wandering and despair. And he came to Neldoreth, the northern forest of Doriath, realm of Thingol.